91X News.
It's 0 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. A man was arrested in Trenton last night after a disturbance at the Dundas Street beer store. Officers were reportedly told that a male got angry and left when he was refused service. 29-year-old James Raymond Riege was arrested and charged with a number of counts, including possession of a controlled substance. He will appear in court on May 3rd. And the new face of the NDP is Quebec MP Thomas Mulcair. He will take the seat today as official opposition leader. Michael McMahon is the president of the Prince Edward Hastings NDP Riding Association. He says he knows Mulcair has a lot to bring to the table and explains how he thinks Mulcair is different from the NDP's former leader, Jack Layton.
Jack was pretty well confined to Toronto in his early years in his training, and he branched out from that. I think Mulcair is the man to make our gains in the West. We have very few seats west of Ontario. We need to improve on that, and I think Mulcair is going to be able to do it.
McMahon says he has no doubt that Mulcair will have no problem taking on Stephen Harper. And Belleville's Queen Victoria School is celebrating 100 years of education in the community. The Pine Street School is holding an open house event on May 12th. Organizers are looking for people to loan photos and other memorabilia to be displayed at the open house, and they plan to make copies of everything for a commemorative time capsule. A coroner's inquest into the death of an OPP officer in southwestern Ontario and a man who was fatally shot in the same shootout opens today in London. The inquest will examine the deaths of OPP Constable Vu Pham on March 8, 2010, and Fred Preston, who died 3 days later from injuries he has sustained in the same incident. The inquest is expected to last 13 days and hear from about 30 witnesses. And South Korea and Japan have threatened to shoot down a North Korean rocket if it strays off the projected path next month. The word comes as world leaders kick off the nuclear summit in Seoul.
Pyongyang says it plans to launch a long-range rocket for peaceful purposes in a few weeks. But Washington and Seoul say the move is a direct violation of the UN Security Council resolution, the rocket a cover for a missile test. In Japan, the defense minister renewed his threat to shoot down Pyongyang's missile, saying he would consider deploying missile interceptors in Tokyo. Akiko Fujita, ABC News, Tokyo.
A Loyalist College student will be conducting a live blog posing the question, what is the impact of CFB Trenton in the community? Organizer Steph Crozier says Mayor Williams, Mayor Ellis, MP Rick Norlock, and others have agreed to participate in the event tonight at 7 o'clock. If you're interested in joining in or just seeing what everyone else has to say, go to qnetnews.ca and click the link to the live blog. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero with sports. NHL Weekly Awards were given and Buffalo tender Ryan Miller grabbed the third star. Second star of the week is Alex Ovechkin. Even though the Russian star is on pace for his worst career statistical season, he still leads the Caps in goals and points. First star of the week, Pittsburgh Penguins star forward Evgeny Malkin. Had 9 points, 5 goals, and 4 assists. Gino currently leads the NHL with 46 goals and 97 points. The Belleville Bulls are off tonight after a stunning overtime win against OHL's regular season top leading scorer Tyler Toffoli yesterday afternoon. After Kingston native Jordan Mayer popped the winner just 14 seconds into the extra frame, Bulls trail 2-1 in the series. Game 4 is scheduled for tomorrow night at the Yardman. The Winnipeg Jets look to keep their flickering playoff hopes alive with the Ottawa Senators in town. Winnipeg has sit 6-6 points behind the 8th place Washington with 1 game in hand. There are 6 games on the NHL schedule. Jerome McGinley looks to keep the flames burning as Calgary hosts Dallas to take on red-hot Jamie Benn. Benn had a 2-goal performance on Saturday against the Flames. This game will finish up a home-and-home. Kings hope to rebound after Saturday's loss to upset the Northwest Division-leading Canucks. LA holds a tiebreaker and currently tied in 8th with 2 other clubs. San Jose and the Stars with 86 points. Remember to send us your teams or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91x weather.
The weather is looking a bit more like it should this time of the year. Today, sunny with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of +3. Tonight, clear, dripping down to low of -7. And for tomorrow, sunny and cloudy late in the afternoon with a high of +4. For Wednesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers, a low of 0 and a high of +12. At 1 o'clock, it's 0 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
20's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.